When I was in my teenage years, I did just what I should. I listened to my mother and I was kind and sweet and good. My friends and I did rituals and I prayed with all my might that this would be the evening that she'd stumble on her flight. Well, that was several years ago, and that chick's long overdue. And it's time I came to terms with something plainly clear to you. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Okay, I'm spunky, and I'm cute, and I've got a great personality. But the Boop Fairy never came for me. Well, we were the third house on a country drive, and I thought maybe she just got lost. So I hung my bra on the mailbox till the neighbors took it off. And all my friends got visits and expanded through the years and left me wailing to the gods by training bras and sears. Still, I had harbor hopes. She'll come for me. I know she will. Get them done myself if she'd agree to foot the bill. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Look, I wasn't wanting melons, just a cute curvaceous bee. But the Boop Fairy never came for me. This isn't a song about boobs. Not really. The boobs are just a set of metaphors to symbolize everyone's fear of human inadequacy. Hey, we've all felt the pain of being just by one fairy or another. So during the next refrain, I want you all to join in with your own fairy that never paid a call. Maybe it's the height fairy or the butt nymph. Men, maybe it's the pectoral or hair fairy. Or just some other fairy you want to mumble about. Look, no one's going to ask you to enunciate. And sisters, I don't want you feeling alienated because you happen to be full-figured. Just change the line to, the Boop Fairy wouldn't let me be, or the Boop Fairy became obsessed with me. Okay, here comes the refrain. Everyone join in. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me.
Boop Fairy never came for me.